The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord. Yes, so good for us to be celebrating the feast of Saints Philip and James. And, you know, that, I don't know if the gospel passage seems to be something of a mild upbraiding of Saint Philip, but it's really quite a powerful exchange between Jesus and his apostles. And I think Jesus likely was happy to have the chance to speak the way that he speaks to them, speaking of the revelation of the Father and the fact that he is the revelation of the Father. It's such a difficult thing, I think. We can imagine, we know it's a difficult thing to understand 2,000 years on, but to have the events unfold the way that they unfold in the life of Jesus, his mission, his ministry, and then certainly his death and resurrection, the apostles just simply weren't ready. They weren't ready for it to happen. They weren't ready to understand what it all meant. And yet we know that they grasped it. Of course, we know Saints Philip and James both gave their lives to the Lord. Both suffered martyrdom as a result of their holding fast to him in the face of opposition. And we imagine also their just how convinced they were of what we find in the gospel passage here. The really quite remarkable things that Jesus says, right? Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and will do greater ones than these because I am going to the Father. And even if we consider the work of God, the work of Jesus, to be, our ability to adhere to him or to cling to him, to hold fast to him in faith in the midst of opposition and persecution, then Saints Philip and James are themselves doing the great works of God by giving their lives in service of the gospel. So I think it's ours to see all this and of course to receive these great promises of Jesus, to commit ourselves to him as the revelation of the Father. I think it's another gospel passage for us, where we might see the apostles kind of get it the wrong way around, and their correction, the correction that Jesus offers, is very instructive for us as well, right? Their idea is that they're coming to Jesus with some kind of view of God, view of the Father, and they're trying to fit that into what they see Jesus doing, and they try to fit that into, say, who Jesus is. Whereas Jesus is offering them as a starting point at the revelation of the Father, okay? And it's, not for nothing, but, here in this passage, the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John, we're right in that same space where Jesus is washing the feet of his disciples, okay? And can we hold these images together? Jesus as the definitive revelation of the Father and Jesus washing his disciples' feet, task that only a slave would do, and for which Jesus gets pushback even from his closest friends or followers. And it's like, you won't wash my feet, right? St. Peter, you won't wash my feet. That's not going to happen. And yet it does, because again, this is Jesus revealing the Father. This is Jesus showing us who God is, and so we get this the kind of more grandiose sayings, you know, that Jesus in the Father is in Him, and the rest. But we have to hold that together with the fact that the revelation of the Father is happening right in front of them, and they're not terribly comfortable with it. Right, and then the question for us is, you know, whether or not we've made our peace with the revelation of God as Jesus, such that, you know, our default image of God is, say, the God who washes feet, or the God who shoulders our burden, right, picking up the cross. Now, the God who goes to His death for us. This is where we want to live today. And I think it's only when we see Jesus as, say, the God who washes feet, that we're able to pick up on the last part of the passage. And whatever you ask in My name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of Me in My name, I will do it. How do we ask in the name of Jesus? It's to live by His Spirit. It's to live in His mission. It's to follow Him in faith in all things. And then, of course, when we're challenged even to adhere to Him, of course we can ask in Jesus' name for anything we need in order to more faithfully cling to Him. We will receive it. If we need anything to faithfully execute on the mission that He's entrusted to us as, say, the washer of feet, and having called us into the army of foot washers, then we will receive what we need in order to serve Him with everything we've got, because we live in this life-to-life exchange. Jesus is giving Himself to us whole and entire, and we seek to return that same gift to Him, the gift of our life, whole and entire, in praise of God and serving Him with everything we've got.